Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's getting more and more frustrating. Like, the league around the Knicks is operating. The Celtics are making trades. The Nets are making trades. The Atlanta Hawks are making trades. There's things that are going on. The draft is tonight.
Yes. I'm just wondering, like, people just don't like Porzingis or what? And this guy gets traded, you know, he gets traded more than Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Durant wants to get traded. I don't know. Kristaps did want out of the Knicks and his pain in the ass brother and all that stuff. I don't know. I mean, I feel like with Kristaps, it was a couple of things. One, you mentioned with the money, and also, you know, he fit perfectly for that year. They win a championship. Some weird illness happens with him this year. Obviously, they got to do some salary cap maneuvering, and he was an easy one to move on from.
I don't know that much about the trade between, you know, them and Atlanta, but it was Atlanta, right? Is that who they traded with?
Yeah, he's on Atlanta now. And the Nets.
Right, so, but all I do know is that Jrue Holiday and Porzingis were a pain in the ass for the Knicks.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, like, things are rapidly changing. You know, around the Knicks, like, I feel like it's positive, you know, and I don't even talk about the injuries that have happened to the significant players in the Eastern Conference, but it's a part of the story. But, you know, the Celtics now are starting to, their new ownership realizes that they're going to be paying some big money to some players here.
Yeah. I mean, and so this is what the Knicks, of course, have interviewed Jenkins, have interviewed Mike Brown, and now they're interviewing Micah Norrie, who is a Timberwolves assistant. And Jerry played some cuts from him because he's one of the guys that gets interviewed during the games instead of the head coach. And he's a Southern guy who actually uses phrases like watertight, like a frog's butthole. Like, Jerry played a whole bunch of stuff yesterday.
Yes.
And he was like, I'm praying. Jerry said, I'm praying to the sports gods that the Knicks hire this guy because of the stuff he was saying. You know, he was like, man, I tell you, that pick and roll's not working. It's like boobs on a bull. What's the point? You know, it's like, what?
Well, maybe he had a good relationship with Carl Anthony Towns when Carl Anthony Towns was there. And maybe Carl Anthony Towns' agent and Leon Rose are speaking about, you know, coaches that Carl Anthony Towns likes, maybe?
Yeah, so he got there in 2021. So, yeah, he did spend a couple of years with him as the lead assistant. So, is Carl Anthony Towns dictating everything that's going on in the organization?
I don't know. You wouldn't think so because of the way that he comes off in interviews and the way that he talks and some of the things that he says. You would think that, you know, he wouldn't have or be that kind of guy pushing.
But this is what it is, though. You're right. It's not him. It's the people who were infatuated with him, had to get him here, and needed to work because their reputation is on the line because of it.
Well, it did work.
Needed to work for as far as a championship because it didn't work in their eyes because they fired the coach after making it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But what I'm saying is that they had a successful year, and he had a very successful year for the Knicks. He did.
But they're thinking bigger now, as they should. So, and they need to get more out of him, and they should.
So, therefore, go get a guy that he is comfortable with and he likes to work with, and maybe that guy can, you know, create an offensive system that, you know, he'll be able to get more out of. I don't know. How much more do you want from Carl Anthony Towns?
We talked about at the end of the season. What you need is more consistency, not sloppy fouls, getting back on defense, you know, like those things. Being a bully in the paint offensively as opposed to just standing behind the three-point arc and chucking it up. We know the things. We're like a few weeks removed now from it, but yes. We all remember what the things we needed from him were.
And watching OKC, especially in Game 7, I don't know if you noticed this or not, any shot that was hit by OKC, there was no celebrating. It was all get back on defense.
No, that's why they're the best defensive team in the league.
You know, nobody was flexing after a dunk like, yeah. And then the guy that he's covering is like 20 feet past him already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's none of that crap going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think Carl Anthony Towns is going to change all that much. But if you're going to hire a coach, you better hire a coach that, you know, can keep him somewhat happy and somewhat engaged and hopefully get a little bit better of a year that you got out of him from this year. You got an all-star year out of him this year. And they were good. They went all the way to the conference final. They should be able to take the next step. But unlike the Pacers, they're going to have to do it with another coach, not with the same coach that went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year and then took his team to the finals this year and unfortunately lost his best player in Game 7.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that once we see Jason Kidd doing interviews tonight talking about Cooper Flagg being on his team, you can officially close the door on that dream happening. I know it's sort of on life support, and people think that the Knicks could still take that big swing, but once you get Jason Kidd out there saying, oh, I got Cooper Flagg now, and obviously we hope Anthony Davis is healthy and Kyrie and the extension, and here we go, blah, blah, blah. We're in the finals a couple years ago. We're going to try to get back there, then forget about it. Then his extension comes and bang. So it's going to be, you know, unless there's some other assistant out there we don't know about, you got those three candidates right now, Mike Brown, Mike Inouye, and Taylor Jenkins.
And for us locally, I guess, you know, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey are the two guys that Dylan Harper seems to be trending as the number two overall pick. And Ace Bailey has fallen a little bit.
Well, he's fallen because he didn't want to take a meeting with the 76ers. He wasn't going to do a workout for them or anything. So I think he wants to be either in, I guess, Utah, Washington, or New Orleans. I don't know.
God.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say. He doesn't want to be.
I would think he'd want to be with the Nets, maybe.
Yeah, I could understand, but that's all the way down at 8. You know? I mean, does he want to fall with 8? Why would you not want to be on the 76ers?
Well, the big question would be, are there any trades? You know, are there any trades out of, like, does San Antonio really want Ace Bailey? Does Philadelphia want, you know, Knipple? Is it Knipple from Duke? Knipple? Knipple? I don't know. What is it?
You're asking the wrong guy, but I like Knipple. That sounds good to me. Let's go with that.
I knew you would love that.
Yeah.
Knipple. I knew you would love that.
Knipple! But yeah.
But you look at these teams at the top of this draft, it's like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Is that way.
But you know what? Not so much. Like, well, the Spurs, though, like with Wembanyama, they definitely have a future. The Sixers had a miserable year. You know, it's more like the Hornets, the Jazz, the Wizards, the Pelicans. But the Mavericks, I mean, you know, the Mavericks were in the finals 2 years ago.
I know. I kind of feel, well, and now they're getting the number one pick. And, you know, out of Kyrie's not going to be back.
Kyrie?
Maybe he won't be back until maybe February.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. But, yeah, it's going to be a while. But
and he's signing a three-year contract extension. So
$108 million.
So another team paying a guy not to play.
Yep, that's right. Man, he's found a way to do that. Him and Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant obviously gets traded as well again. So other teams are making moves and the Knicks are hanging around.
Do you think
hanging around?
San Antonio's got two first round picks. They're number 2 and I think they're number 14.
Okay.
Could they trade those to Milwaukee for Giannis?
Yeah. They that, could, if that's what they want.
Then you got Giannis and Wembanyama. How would they play together?
I don't know. Let me call Tibbs. I don't know. He's got nothing to do. He could break it down. I mean, I'm sure, you know, talent like that, you could figure it out. But, yeah, it's I mean, and obviously them being in the Western Conference, it makes it easier for Milwaukee to want to trade him there. And the Rockets now getting Kevin Durant takes them out of it because that was one of the destinations. So, yeah, could be a possibility.
You see where Miami was all in trying to get Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get him.
Yeah.
That Pat Riley, he ain't sitting still down there.
Like Leon Rose.
Well, I mean, Leon's doing things. Oh, we just don't know what he's doing because he never talks to anybody.
What are you doing, Leon Rose?
I never know what they're doing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.